games, gear, grills. Welcome to the Geek Grills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 125 of Geek Grills 125. The Geek Grills Podcast is supported primarily by our patrons. You can become a patron today at patreon.com/grills. I am the Jen, and I am joined today by my co-host Linda, aka True Noob.
Hey!
September, aka 9 of 12, currently not with us this week. I didn't catch what craziness she's up to, but I'm sure she'll let us know next week, whatever the craziness is. But but she's not with us this week, but I'm sure she will be here next week and we can catch up with her. So in the meantime, Linda, what have you been up to?
Well, I've been doing more Pokego. I caught a Latias, which is the other bird thing. It doesn't flap, but it hovers.
The bird dragon?
Bird dragon thing, whatever it is.
They're all weird.
Anyway, that was fun. Although I was running out of Pokeballs, and there was a random stranger that, like, we had to raid for it. And he was like, do you want me to throw your Pokeball for you? And I was like, yeah, you know what, sure. And he caught it for me, and I was like, yay, thank you.
Yeah, the man friend and I have some arguments. He gets so frustrated because he can't do great curveballs, and then I'll be like, do you want me to just do it? And he'll just be like, no, I can do it myself. And then he'll be like, would you just do it? And I'm like, why didn't you just let me just do one, and then you can just be done. And anyway, it's a whole thing.
And then I had on Saturday, I had a very productive craft day with my friends. I finished, I will be telling you about a thing in my face. I'll be telling you about, in the coming up, I've got, a LARP coming up this weekend, big party. So I was like, instead of, buying tablecloths, I'm just going to make them because I have yards and yards of black and white fabric. So I just cut them into, like, vaguely square-shaped and then serge the edges. And then I also finished my big party dress. So, very good. Very productive.
Yay.
And I bought the fanciest pearl necklace. I say necklace, it's a collar. It goes from, like,
I'm a fucking
12-year-old. The middle of my neck all the way out to my shoulders. It's great.
Really, I hate myself sometimes.
It's okay. I understand.
Oh dear.
Let's see. I did more streaming of crocheting my cosplay.
Nice.
And I finally kind of felt like I'd got some good progress done because I had sort of finished like the top portion before the sleeves were added. And then I realized it's not what it looked like and I had to take it apart and remake the back. And I finally got finished remaking the back and sewed it back together. So now I can get to the point where I was before to add the sleeves.
That's a lot of work. I still think it's really cool that you do the crochet cosplay. I think it's a really neat, like, I've never seen it outside of what you, like, you're doing it. I've never seen it, like, highlighted a lot, so I think it's really, like, just an interesting niche.
Yeah, there's a lady on Facebook that I actually met at last MomoCon who does a crochet, she crochets her cosplays. She's really cool, and she kind of inspired me, so.
Oh, yay.
I think it's just called Crocheted Cosplay on Facebook. You can look it up and see what she's done.
Fancy.
And then I got a new job. So
Yay!
I start that on the 11th.
That's good. That's awesome. That's soon. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I gave my 2-week notice, and they were like, oh, well, sad to see you go, but, you know, career growth and all that. And I was like, yep, bye.
You're like, peace.
So that's basically been me for the past week.
Yay. Yeah. So I've been, busy. I did the opposite of what Linda did. I do not have a new job. I have the opposite of that. So you all can figure out what that means. So my week has been interesting and has been a whole new direction than I had planned. Aside from that, though, I have been playing Pokemon Go. I did finally go see Glass. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it a lot. I saw Alita. That was really good. The Battle Angel. I really enjoyed it a lot, actually. Probably more than I should have. I want to go see it again. Like, I had watched it and I was like, let's go see it again. I've been watching a lot of Netflix. Last week I had strep throat, so I was home for several days because I couldn't talk. So, in the process of being strep throaty, I had fever dreams and watched TV. So, I watched Adam Ruins Everything. I watched that little Netflix show, Dumplin'. I started The Umbrella Company, which is interesting, by the way. It's good.
Umbrella Universe
Yep,
and
yep,
Ellie University,
yep.
because
The Umbrella School.
Umbrella Company is something different.
Yep, correct. That would be Jen's brain going to Resident Evil because that's where my brain goes. Umbrella Corp was the name of our bowling team when I was on a bowling team like years ago. And so my brain, when I say umbrella, that is the word I obviously mean afterwards. No, it's the Umbrella Academy, correct? It's actually really interesting and really good. And the music is really well chosen. I have been just loving the music in it. The show itself, kind of weird. I don't know if I'm. I don't know, it's just weird. But the music really is helping a lot for me to just. And interesting cinematography, and I like Ellen Page, so I
I
mean.
mean, music does a long way of carrying movies and film
Yeah. You
stuff.
know, what it reminds me of is 6 Feet Under. I loved the music in that show, and that had a lot to do with how much I enjoyed it. And I'm kind of feeling something a little bit similar with enjoying this because of the music being chosen so well. We did finish the puppy class, so the puppy survived his puppy class. Oh my God. He knows how to sit and lay down and not listen when he doesn't want to. And he was nice enough to, when he did poop inside the house this week, he pooped in the shower. I went into the shower to like go take a shower, and there was like poop in the bottom of my stall shower. And I was like, you know what? I'm upset that you pooped in the house and that I didn't know about it, number one. But honestly, if you're gonna pick a place to randomly poop in my house, I really appreciate you choosing the shower, which is easily
Easily
sanitized.
cleaned, easily sanitized, so there's that.
Yeah, so puppy time has been real interesting. So this puppy, I think I mentioned before, is way younger than what we thought he was, so has been all of the little super young puppy things. But I did get his DNA tested. Yeah, I'm one of those chicks. So I did get to find out that he is like a quarter pit bull, quarter chihuahua, and then a quarter chow chow, which is funny because the Chinese name for chow chow, those dogs, means fluffy lion, and his name is Anduin, which is a namesake, is King of Stormwind, who is known colloquially as the Little Lion, and I've been calling him that since we got him. And so it's really funny because he actually is a little lion because he's part chow. And then he's like a smaller, teenier, smaller amount pug. I don't even know where that comes in. And then
Weird.
like a little teensy, teensy, even further back amount of boxer. But yeah, so like every good dog here in Arizona, he is part chihuahua. So that's good. Oh man. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I almost didn't mention it. The Versace, the American Crime Story, you know, they did the OJ one, and then now this new one is about Versace's murder and the crazy Andrew Cunanan who like murdered him and all his whole story. It's so good. I watched the whole thing. It's amazing. Go watch it, see it. It's good. It's good.
Have to check it out. I have to limit my, true crime intake, 'cause if I watch too much of it, I'm like, "Where, why is my friend not answering their phone? Are they dead?"
Oh my God, I know. Like, man friend went to the store and is like gone for too long, and I'm like, somebody abducted him. He was abducted in plain sight. I know it. Like, I've been. Like, so what happens when I watch Criminal Minds again? I just go through and I'm like, Oh God. Everything terrible is happening to everyone. Oh man. No, but the true crime ones are really crazy, and I just can't believe like humans are fucking weird. Yeah. I'm just gonna leave it at that. They're just weird. And it's a really well done story. Darren Criss does a really great job. There's some really interesting actor choices and actress choices where I was like, really? And then you see them and you're like, oh, whoa, no, I get it. That's really cool. So, yeah, really well done overall. I definitely encourage people to check it out. But yeah, so that is it for me in this crazy long week in that it was 2 weeks. So I believe that means it is time for the Geek Grapevine.
Crews team,
assemble! Geek Grills Grapevine.
Did you throw this in here? This NASA? You're usually responsible for NASA stuff and science stuff in general, so.
Yep, I did both. I did all three, actually, I think.
Oh yeah, I didn't get any good
But
news today.
yeah, NASA has renamed its Independent Verification and Validation Facility in Fairmont the Katherine Johnston IV&V Facility in honor of the lady from Hidden Figures. So I think that's a step forward, at least.
That is a really, really long name with a lot of V's.
Yeah,
The
it's a really
verification
long
and
name.
validation facility. Like, what do? They verify and they validate, I guess. That's like a really
Yeah.
stupid comment. Obviously, they validate.
Yeah, but I don't know what they're verifying and validating. Probably space stuff.
Space stuff. I would hope it's NASA. I mean, who knows, though? I mean, I have no idea. Oh man, that is actually really not to, sorry, making light of it before we like really highlight the fact that that is really awesome. I think that story was really interesting and it was a good story to have it told. I think that as time goes on, as we consolidate more information and we find out more and more about, I don't know, all the people that make up the history of our country, it's been interesting how many people. You know, what are they, just, we are actually getting real history now, like actual, what actually happened and more,
Yeah.
and I think that's really great
And
to see
the
things like
full
this.
history, yeah.
Yeah,
Not
not
just
just, oh, here's the guy that like everybody associates with it, but oh yeah, here's these other 50 people that actually had a lot to do with it that nobody ever talks about or even knows about. So yeah, no, I think that's really cool.
Yeah, that was a good the good feels one that I found. Did I close the wrong tab? I did. Oops. That's okay. And then the next one, I guess it's sort of kind of it's another feels good, I guess, if you like the books. So if you recall, several years ago, a movie came out called The Golden Compass that was supposed
Yes.
to be the start of the His Dark Materials kind of arc, and it never got off the ground because the movie didn't do too well.
No, it did not.
However, the BBC is making an 8-episode miniseries of His Dark Materials. So, or sorry, an 8-episode season.
Okay.
And then they've already ordered a second season.
Do you find it, is it just me or does it seem like all the things that you would expect to be a movie or a trilogy or whatever, the new thing is to do it
As a mini
as
series?
a, yeah, as a mini
Yeah.
series or television.
Well,
And
you can just you if it's a book series, you can delve deeper into it if you have multiple episodes, rather than in a movie like trilogy where you just kind of have to pick and choose what you're going to show. I mean, obviously they still
yeah.
pick and choose things in a in like the episodes, but they can go more into it.
I feel like you can meander more with
Yeah.
TV.
I mean, can you imagine if they tried to do each Game of
That's
Thrones book
exactly
as a
what I was
movie?
like. That is
Yeah.
exactly what is going through my brain is how would you ever begin to put. Of course, I felt that way about Lord of the Rings, but they did. But the thing is that those are very sequential stories. You know, with that, there's not 100 people of interest in Lord of the Rings. There's like 12, you know. I'm sorry, by the way, there's some Tolkien nerd listening to this going, there's actually 27 and whatever, I'm leaving people out. But the point is, there's definitely fewer than there were in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's, I don't know, that's, I think that could be really great. Also, is
It's
that James
got,
McAvoy?
yep.
That makes me so happy. You've no idea how happy. Oh, that's Lin-Manuel. Oh my god. I just realized I didn't look at the whole picture. I literally just saw a part of it because the way my window is. Oh my god. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's Lin-Manuel Miranda. If you're not familiar, he wrote Into the Heights and also Hamilton, and also is amazing. He also wrote the Bring It On musical too. Just throwing that out there.
And it says the girl from Logan is
Yeah.
playing Lyra, who's the little girl. So that's going to be interesting.
Who is? I
Yeah,
don't recognize her.
Ruth Wilson is church.
Why do I know Ruth Wilson?
Church agent, Mrs. Coulter. There we go. La, la, la.
By the way, I just total like Kermit arm flailed. That really
It's
just
all
that,
that.
that's really what just happened because I had my browser and I just slid it over and his face was like on the left and I'm like, wait a minute. That delights me. That makes me very happy. What was she in? Why am I remember like I'm remembering her and I can't figure out what it is.
Hang on, I've got copy and paste. We're doing this live,
We're
everybody.
doing it
Paste.
live because that's what we
Who
do.
are you? What? Who are you? And
Who
what
are
are
you in?
you?
What were you in?
Let's see.
Oh,
IMDb.
Saving Mr. Banks is what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Also, Anna Karenina.
Luther, Anna Karenina, Lone Ranger, Saving Mr. Banks. La 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 da da da. Locke. And a 2006 version of Jane Eyre, Erie, Eyre,
Gross.
Jane Eyre, which is fun book, everybody. Anyway,
Gross. We all have our different tastes, sorry.
if you want a, what is it, a 1900s dark gothic romance slash mystery sort of, go read that book.
Yeah.
Let's see. What, I have too many tabs open, so I think that looks like it's gonna be good, and I will wait until it comes to Amazon Prime, because I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
And I will watch that,
Are
because
we? I feel like somebody was talking about better access for BBC and that there was like rumblings about having an actual like subscription type thing being a possibility for BBC because there's so many of us like Americans and Canadians and whatever
That
who
like
want it. Yeah.
it.
Who would tear that shit up, right? And would
Yeah.
like all the Whovians would pretty much pay for the network to exist for the rest of t the end of time, basically.
Not
Oh,
wrong.
hopefully someday. Hopefully someday. Yeah. That's really cool. I'm excited about that. I had no idea. That one excites me very, very much.
Yeah, I just saw it, like it popped up onto one of my friends' Facebook feeds, and they were like, "Look at this!" And I'm like,
You're like,
"Okay."
it's a thing.
It
Oh my god, is this a Rhodes Bill? Oh my god, yes.
is. I
Oh my
found a Rhodes Bill for you.
god, hooray. I mean, boo for whoever that happened to. All right, oh boy. Okay, northbound I-75 reopened near Troy. Oh, is that Michigan? After truck spills 50 tons of salt on the
Yeah.
road.
The road's good and
Salt
salted.
earth. A hauler spilled 50 tons of rock salt on I-75 after a crash. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. The salt truck crashed at 2 p.m. Oh, God, that's like the worst time of day, too, because, like, that thing is not getting
Yep.
cleaned up for a hot minute. Also, it was near Wattles Road. That really delights me that that's a road name. Let's see. The northbound lanes in the area were closed for several hours. Good Lord. That's a lot of freaking salt.
Yep, but no injuries.
No, of course, no injuries. Yes, that's good. That is very, very good. Also, that guardrail. Whew, that
It's
thing got
gone.
that thing
It's
got
done.
messed up. Holy crap! Somebody got
So,
salty. Oh my god, somebody had to
yeah,
say
that's in
it, right?
that's in Michigan. I would like to point out that I-75 goes all the way from Florida up to like
Yeah.
the
the very tippy top.
Oregon, or not Oregon, that's not the right state, but it goes up to like where the Great Lakes are. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yep, it goes to the top of the hat.
Road. Yeah.
I would also like to note, this is the quote that's in the article. Cleanup efforts ongoing. Alternate route advised, said the Post.
Said the Post.
Well, thank you. That's a very thorough quote with a very thorough amount of information. It's like not even complete sentences. Like, cleanup efforts ongoing. Like, it's very robotic. Oh boy. Yeah, that is definitely a salty ass roads bill. Yeah. I dig it. Oh, okay. This week. I have to be honest. I watched a whole bunch of Adam Ruins Everything, like the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And the prison episode stood out to me because I watched it and I was like, this is bullshit. That can't all be true. And granted, you know, like statistics, you can sensationalize things and make it sound worse than it actually is. So this made me wonder, what exactly are those statistics for real? Was that information that was given factual in his episode? So I did some research, and honestly, terrifyingly factual. I was shocked to being somebody that has been delightfully privileged and not in any way connected to the criminal justice system as far as, you know, prison and all that. I don't have any family that are in prison, have been to prison, so I've never had to experience that. I was shocked just by doing a little bit of research. So I'll, of course, include links in show notes and whatnot. But one of the things that blew my mind was just the fact that the U.S. has the most ridiculously large prison population, like, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That blew my mind. It is a lot. In fact, I think, what is it? The U.S. is 22 to 25% of the prison population in the world is in the U.S. That's a ridiculous number of human beings.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's a lot. Like, and you think about, like, how we talk about, like, oh, like, there's places like North Korea where people can get thrown into prison for, like, you know, not just so many different things. And we talk about these other countries, and I'm like, oh my God, that's so many people. Like, we are the worst. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I mean, of course, I always knew a little bit about, like, the fact that there's, like, a business aspect to it, but I didn't realize just how ridiculously staggering these numbers were. And I kind of I'm going to half apologize because I don't normally just like to just bring things and be like, oh, feel shame and, you know this information, you delightfully unaware person. But this is kind of going to be that type of episode, and I only half apologize for it. Oh, man. So I'm going to include, this is from 2015 from Newsweek, and I did find these same statistics in multiple places, so I liked this article in particular because it gave 18 facts that you should know. What is it called? 18 facts you need to know about U.S. prisons. So, yeah, I figured I'd just hit it because honestly, I tried to fact check this list as best I could to make sure that there was, like, corroborating information, and yeah, not chill. Yeah. I think the puppy's trying to eat the cat. I don't know what's going on behind me, but I can hear it, and I don't know if, are we going to be okay? I think they're okay. Okay. So number one, let's see, over 2.2 million people are currently in U.S. jails or prisons. That's like,
that's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot of people. Here we go. That's more than the entire population of New Mexico.
Yeah.
So one of our 50 states is, like, in prison right now. It's the highest prison population in the entire world, which I know I touched on that a little bit. The U.S. also, has the highest prison rate in the world, about 724 people per 100,000. So it doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a lot. Mm-hmm. That is.
It is.
A lot. We have half of the world's prison population of approximately 9 million people is held in the U.S., Russia, or China. So those would be the other ones that are have the high prison populations. Of course, ours is much higher. Over 2.7 million children in the U.S. have a parent behind bars. Now, this was interesting to me because in this conversation or in this research that I was doing, I happened to overhear a conversation in my work. And I wanted to... It's not one of those things where like, hey, I think I heard you say that your dad was in jail. Please tell me more. But I did pull the individual aside and ask a little bit about what their experience was like, you know, as a kid, because their father went into prison very young. He was a kid himself, practically, you know, like 19 or something young, you know, and had been there the whole time. So starting at the age of like, you know, 4 and 5, he remembers going to visit his father. And that's what you do. You go and you visit your father at prison. And it was like terrifying. From the explanation he gave me, I just couldn't. I try to imagine what that must be like as far as how confusing and terrifying it must be.
Oh, like, yeah.
As a child to go into a place like that where, I don't know, that's just, ugh, that just breaks my heart. And, yeah,
I remember, I don't know what this says about the church that I went to, but the youth director thought it'd be a great idea to have our church group go as a scare tactic.
Oh God, the scared straight approach.
Yeah, and we got to tour one of the correctional facilities that's around here, and I was just like, well, done.
You're like, and no,
especially because I think the guard was screwing, like, fucking with us. Because, I don't know, maybe he wasn't, but he, like, we were in, like, this, I guess, viewing area where we could see the inmates, but they couldn't see us. And they were walking around just kind of, like, in some sort of common room doing their thing. And the guard was like, yeah, that guy that just scratched his nose murdered someone. And we were like, what?
Yeah.
Why would you tell us that?
Well, and the crazy thing is that, and we'll get to that a little bit down the line, but when you look at these facts, there's not a lot of actual murder, like, people behind bars, like, the population of them that are actually, like, murderers. Very small.
Most of them probably got arrested for having drugs.
Yeah, that's true. So there are over 5,000 jails and prisons in the U.S., that's a lot.
Which is its own problem.
Yeah, exactly. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe that means that there are more prisons than hospitals. I want to look that up now because I just realized because we talk about hospital numbers. Okay, it's about the same as the number of hospitals that there are in the U.S.
That's not right.
Now, to be fair, this was also in 2015, and I just pulled statistics on hospitals from 2019. So it is possible that they are that is higher, but there's about 5,000 prisons and about 6,000 hospitals. Jesus. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. There are more jails than colleges in the U.S. U.S. priorities. So on point.
Yikes.
In many parts of the country, there are more people in jail than living on college campuses, which that statistic I think is a little, like, you can kind of, I don't know, I feel like you can massage mm-hmm. things a little bit to make it that work out. But the U.S. prison population has more than quadrupled since the early 1980s when mandatory minimum sentencing laws for drugs went into effect.
Yep.
So as we were talking about, the war on drugs being the big nasty thing that really kicked it off, quadrupled. That's insane. The population didn't quadruple, so...
Nope.
Wow. So severe prison overcrowding means that violent criminals are being released early to make room for non-violent drug offenders who are required to serve a minimum amount of time, regardless of what the judge says.
That's stupid.
That's so stupid. And I've got to talk about
So
drug stuff. Oh,
counterintuitive.
God, I know. It's so dumb. Okay, so about half of the inmates in federal prisons are serving time for non-violent drug offenses. Federal law currently requires a mandatory minimum sentence of 5 years for a first-time non-violent drug offense. Like, that's so ridiculous. That is insane to me. Oh my God. These ones just bother me. Approximately 60% of federal drug offenders are subject to mandatory minimum sentences, and the average annual cost to incarcerate one inmate in federal prison is about $29,000. How about you just give them that money, give them a living wage, and allow them. Incarceration costs taxpayers almost $70 billion annually. State spending on corrections has grown about 300% in the last 20 years. Oh boy. And then the Smarter Sentencing Act would save taxpayers nearly $24 billion over the next 20 years. Now, this is the big thing about the Smarter Sentencing Act. This has been, I believe that this led into the thing that Trump was talking about on the State of the Union about the first step or something about, getting more people out of prison who really don't need to be there, as long as they are, like reducing the minimums, like from 5 years to 2 years, or 10 years to 5 years, or 20 years to 10 years, and mandatory life to a minimum of 25 years instead. Giving in What that would do is allow judges the opportunity to be like, okay, we can review this case and say, okay, you know what, maybe you don't need to be in prison for 10 years, like. Yeah. Oh my God. Here's the thing that really gets me about this, and then part of the thing that I couldn't stop thinking about is I'm from California originally, and when we had the three strike law in California, three strikes, it doesn't matter, you go to prison. Like, it doesn't matter what they were. And so the thing is that you end up with these people that go to prison, and their third strike might be, maybe they had a DUI, and then maybe they punched their buddy, and now they've got an assault thing, or they punched somebody else's not buddy, and now they've got an assault charge, and then they got caught with 2.5 grams of marijuana. That person is now in prison. Now, here's the thing. Marijuana is now legal in California to use recreationally. So they're going back and they're looking and reviewing for nonviolent drug offenders. So somebody who maybe got two DUIs and then got caught with 2 grams of marijuana. And that person should get released. Here's where the complication comes in. There's a whole shit ton of them to get through. So it's going to take forever to get more of these people out of prison that don't need to be there anymore. But on top of it, when they go to prison, you get written up for like everything ever. And then it adds to your sentence. And so now they don't, maybe they got in a tussle, because that happens a lot when you cage up human beings like animals. And now they have additional charges and are not eligible to be released. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's just
No.
so nonsensical.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be it's gonna be a long, arduous process. That's going to cause a lot of grief, and it's going to be like trying to get rusty cogs moving. But I really think the first kind of step in that is going to be the legalization of at least marijuana,
Absolutely.
because that the worst it really does is make you hungry.
Yeah, I mean, and that's exactly it. I do think that it is important to keep in mind that children, young adults, really your brain doesn't stop developing until you're 25 or 26.
Yeah,
So the
so I mean,
reality is there are negative impacts,
I'm
but
not saying everyone should go willy-nilly and like,
right.
woo, party time. But we should do like alcohol, where there's an
Exactly.
age limit.
And the thing about alcohol is drinking in your early 20s can destroy your liver and have long-term effects on your body, and also can impact your brain. So, you know, I wonder, okay, you know, that's just silly. And it's, I don't know. I just don't understand the pot thing being a problem. Like, that is the one thing I've never understood. I get things like
It it
heroin.
we
That's
it
terrifying.
has to it, the so the whole pot thing goes back into like racial prejudices back in the 70s and just terrible people grabbing for power, and it had nothing to do with trying to protect innocent people from marijuana. It had everything to do with people who were in power that wanted to keep their power.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't believe how much of this is like just embedded in race issues, and it's nuts. I think so. Yeah, this was just a topic that came to mind, and I decided I needed to do a little bit more research, and now I'm pretty emboldened. Like, I already wrote my senator about I can't remember what it's called. I think it's the First Step Act, something like that. I feel bad that I can't remember it. But I wrote regard like, you know, wrote my senator talking about, hey, this is something that's important to me. By the way, it's easier than ever to write your senator. If you are not like contacting your congresspeople and your senators, you are just doing yourself a disservice, because nowadays you don't even have to write a letter. You can literally go to their website and just type it in, and they will get it. And then they will look at it, and then they will respond to you. And it's cool that we can do that, because then they know what the hell we want, because we live in a representational democracy, and it's important that they know.
Yes.
Anyway. Oh, gosh. But before I'm done just lambasting with facts, Linda, anything else?
You kind of cover it. It's a terrible system. It's built
Yeah.
on a couple hundred years of us figuring out it out as we go and making a couple really big blunders along the way that a bunch of people in power didn't bother to fix or change. It's something that needs to be tackled. It's just gonna be a giant hulking beast whenever we get to it.
I feel like we have like 17 of those. Like the healthcare system, education reform, the prison system, like everything needs an overhaul. It's like we just need to like just overhaul it. And then that sounds terrifying too, because that sounds like chaos. And I don't know if I'd like who'd be in charge when the dust settled.
I mean, it's probably gonna ch start changing around 2020 is all I'm saying.
Yep. Get ready, kids.
So there's that.
Yeah, so I just want to remind you, if you want to chime in, you can do that by emailing us at geekgrills@gmail.com. You can give us a ring at 508-474-5577, and you can also tweet us at geekgrills. So if you have any thoughts, opinions, feelings, statistics, whatnot, send it our way. We will definitely be interested in what you have to say. And grills, or grill in this case, what are you looking forward to? What are you most anticipating right now?
This weekend, I'm going to another LARP. We have a bunch of LARPs just bang 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 all lined up right after the other. It's the Garden of Destinies LARP, which is where I am playing my sassy jazz singer. This weekend we're having our big, like, we call it LARP prom. So
Oh.
we're doing a big like party slash fancy event at game. My character is hosting because I have done this before and I temporarily went insane and forgot that I am not an extrovert. So I am going to pretend to be an extrovert this weekend. I'm going to be so tired on Sunday. Probably by the end of the weekend, I'm going to do what I did last time. I hosted one of these big things and somebody called me by my character name. I was just like, nope, it's not my name anymore. Nope.
La 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 la. I always like when people like being a LARPer for a long time in a big organization. I always like it's funny when we'd be at afters and somebody'd be like, "Oh my God, I wanted to buy a dress for Sophia, but I just can't decide. Is she like a?" And the it's your character is a person, and it's interesting when you play them for too long.
I made my fancy. I took an old prom dress and I changed it into a 20s style dress.
That's awesome.
I'll post it into the Discord if you want to post up a picture of it.
Always.
I can do that real quick.
We can share them on the Twitter too. Yeah, you should definitely tweet it at the Geek Grills and tag it so we can all see it and our listeners can see it too. There. That's really cool. Yeah, you're going to be exhausted.
Yep. So the party is called the Saints and Sinners Ball, and it's basically like a 20s Gatsby party.
That's awesome.
Whee!
Oh, that's going to be a good time.
If you want to look at Discord, I've posted up the picture of my dress.
Let's see here. Let's see if I can...
Along with my party turban.
Ooh.
Because 20s folk wore turbans.
Let's see if I can help the folk see the thing. Oh, come on. Come on. Come. There we go. That looks really cool.
Mm-hmm. That's the necklace I bought, by the way.
Your pearl necklace?
The big pearl collar necklace.
That's beautiful. Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait for your... I can't wait to see pictures of you in it.
Oh, yeah. The plot staff has already said they're going to have NPC photographers running around getting Yay. Pictures. I'm so happy. All right.
That's going to be awesome. No. That's awesome. I am hoping to get my shelves up on the wall and rearrange my living room so that it's not chaos in my house anymore. I have a surprising amount of extra time. One might say 40 hours a week of extra time right now. Obviously I'm doing other things too, but part of it will be, rearranging my house and getting it all actually put together. I'm also going to be recording on Trending Lemon, which is, Bryce, aka Neshcom's podcast. I don't know when it'll go up necessarily, but I'm going to be on it and we're going to do that recording this week. So I will definitely let people know once it's out. And I am looking forward to that for sure.
Cool.
Okay, and I just want to remind folks that you can always come watch us record live. You could be here right now, live, at twitch.tv/geekgrills. We do record on Tuesday evenings. Next one will be Tuesday, March something.
Hold on. I got this. It'll be March 5th.
Tuesday, March 5th. Also, I would like to note that the time may be flexible. So just like this evening, we did 4:30 Pacific. That might be more possible. So we'll find out. We'll try to post it out on the Twitter so everyone knows ahead of time. But either way, just make sure you've got your live notifications on. If you're following us, you will get notified when we go live. You can check it out on Twitter and come hang out with us in the chat. And in addition to hanging out with us, we just want to say thank you to all of our amazing people that support us. In addition to the subs and bits that we do get on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons, and you are the best girlfriends on the internet. So you can become a patron today at www.patreon.com/grills. And don't forget, when it comes to Twitch support, if you have Amazon Prime and you're not using it, you get a free sub every month through your Twitch Prime. So if you're not giving it to anyone, give it to us, and then we can has it, and that would help us do more things. So yes, totes do that. What else can the fine folks do?
You can also leave us a review, which is also free. They help our ranking on iTunes, which can help people and other podcast catchers, which can help other people find us. Sorry, I have an iPhone. I use iTunes. You can also join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and help us spread the word there.
Yes, do all the things. And if we want to find you individually on the interwebs, how would we do that?
You can also listen to me talk about women in gaming on the Glitter Dice podcast, which comes out on the first of every month. We also are doing an actual play this month. We're going to be doing Bluebeard's Bride, so that'll be fun. We have guests on for that one.
Really?
And you can find me on Twitch under the name True Noob, TRUN00B. It's where I do my creative streams.
Boom. Sometimes games. Sometimes games. Yay. But it's always fun. Ember, who is not with us at the moment, can be reached at 9of12 on Twitter and Twitch. That's NINEOF12. And you can also hear her, not only here on Geek Girls, but also on the Heresy and Hearsay and Trust Your Cape podcast. She now has two additional podcasts. She's like a hat trick of podcasts. you can find me at the Jen Says on Twitter. And streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/thegenplays. Or you can just go to www.thegensays.com because I own the shit out of that domain. And just to sum it up, I just want to say thanks for listening, everyone. And a good game.
Good game.
GG. Woo. Yay. Diamonds. Stuff for you.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.